Moody's and Fitch ratings agencies both further downgraded South Africa's sovereign credit rating last Friday, while also maintaining their outlook on the country at negative. Standard & Poor's, however, kept the country's ratings unchanged. The concerns remain the same, those around the trajectory of the country's public debt and, importantly, the government's ability to keep up with the debt service costs, among many other issues. Well, to take us through the issues and to get his perspective on things, I'm joined on the line by Davi Root. He's an economist and the director and a director at the Efficient Group. Thanks very much, Davi, for joining us. Now, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni has responded to the latest development, saying that this will have implications for the government's borrowing costs and will likely constrain the fiscal framework. In simple language, what does he mean?
Good evening to you. Yes, I'm afraid I have to agree with the Minister of Finance. I think there are two issues that are really important when you listen to the rating agencies. Of course, they've downgraded us, and we have been so-called junk for some time now, so it's not really that much of a difference. And if you look at the reaction of the financial markets, the markets hardly reacted to this, although the bond yields went up a little bit today. But basically what it comes down to is that it's risky to lend money to South Africa. I think there are two aspects that the rating agencies are trying to highlight here. The first one is that they are getting very concerned about South Africa's debt levels. And I have to agree with that. I think our debt levels, which is probably going to get close to about 85% or so relative to GDP in the current financial year, and its rate of increase is something that we need to be very concerned about. But more importantly, I think the message that the rating agencies are sending here is that they simply do not believe the Minister of Finance. Remember, the Minister of Finance said that in 5 years' time, we're going to stabilize debt at 95% of GDP, and thereafter, we're going to get debt levels lower. I don't think that is achievable, and I think that is exactly what the rating agencies are saying. They're saying that, listen, your debt levels are far too high, it's going up too fast, and we simply do not believe that you will be in a position where you can stabilize debt relative to GDP.
Then, of course, there's the political pressure as well. I mean, next year is local elections time. And of course, you know, the politicians have to be singing the right songs to us as the electorate. To what extent do you think that's also going to influence the way that implementation, if any, does take place?
Yeah, if you unpack what I've just said about the rating agencies simply saying that they do not believe the Minister of Finance, I think there are two issues that are important. The first one, and that is actually a reflection on what can be expected of, well, to the election that, which is going to happen next year, is that in order to stabilize fiscal debt, or the fiscal finances, generally speaking, two things need to happen. The first one is we have to spend less in the state on enterprises. Now, we know that we spend a lot of money on South African Airways for how many years now, and we've spent another 10-odd billion rand on South African Airways. And by the way, Tito Mboweni has been tweeting about that as well, which is quite interesting. And if we spend less on state-owned enterprises, of course, many people are going to get angry. The second thing is that we have to spend less on the wage bill. And the wage bill, as we all know, has gotten completely out of hand. And that is very important when it comes to politics, when it comes to the election. So if we tell the civil servants, and there are more than 2 million of them, by the way, if we tell them that we're going to spend less on you because you are overpaid, then those civil servants are going to get quite angry, and maybe they're not going to vote for you. So that is the political dilemma, and that is where we find ourselves today. We have to spend less on the state-owned enterprises, we have to spend less on the wage bill, and of course people need to draw a little cross behind a political party that they prefer to be in government. And of course, as a ruling party, the ANC is going to be quite reluctant to actually do what needs to happen, and that's spend less on people.
Yes. Now, I'm somewhat confused because we understand that when a sovereign is downgraded, it should mean that the borrowing costs will go up, and even the finance minister alluded to that. But you have just indicated to us that there really hasn't been that much of a reaction on the markets. Yes, there was a slight increase in the bond yields, but, you know, it's sort of like tapered off. So is there really any consequence? I mean, I know that there's a consequence, but I'm saying, is it today on the market, is it going to be that much more costly for government or companies to borrow money on the debt market?
Eventually, yes. I think what has happened today is that the financial market simply discounted that. We expected this. So it's pretty much in the price already. And at the moment, there are other factors driving the world economy and the world financial markets, and not the rating of South Africa at the moment.
Yes.
Things like the so-called risk on is currently all the rage. Everybody wants to invest in emerging economies because we've just found a vaccine and everybody's up and very optimistic about the world economy. And under these sort of circumstances, what happened is that money flows to emerging economies like South Africa, we see a stronger rand and we see people coming into the South African bond market. And maybe we should also mention that the South African rand is a very cheap entrance for foreigners. The yields on a bond market is still very, very attractive, and our markets are very, very liquid.
Yes.
So it's very attractive for foreigners to invest in South Africa, but it doesn't mean it's going to hold. So at the moment, everybody is quite happy to invest here, but I'm afraid when the tide turns, then that is probably going to account against us. And we're probably going to see the rand weakening quite a lot and the market weakening quite a lot as well. So the fact that the market did not weaken today, don't see that necessarily as a sign that the financial markets are not interested in the ratings. Of course, they still are, and that is going to show when the tide actually goes out, the fact that we have been downgraded.
Yeah, yeah. So here we stand at the pit of a metaphorical valley, if I can say that. We've heard the outline of government's economic reconstruction and recovery plan, and seemingly the ratings agencies don't only not believe the finance minister's midterm budget, but also they don't seem to have that much faith in the ability of our government to go through with implementation of the recovery plan based on past history. So what needs to happen next?
Well, I'm afraid, unfortunately, I have to agree mostly with the rating agencies. I think there's so much contradictions when you look at the recovery plan, for instance, that, you know, it's very difficult to really trust government. It's this government that is mostly responsible for the state-owned enterprises that have been run into the ground financially and operationally. Let's be honest about that. When you listen to the recovery plan of the president, he says many contradictory things in the specific recovery plan. So what are we going to supposed to be believing in here? And the answer is, I just don't know. I think what needs to happen now is that foreigners have been bitten once, and before they really trust South Africa, you have to really prove from your side that you can turn the ship around. And like we just mentioned, what we need to do, we have to spend less, and spending less is going to make a lot of people angry, and you do this just before an election, I don't think government is going to do that. So I'm afraid the reality is that we are in very deep trouble. You just mentioned a cliff. I think we are pretty much over the cliff already. This is a fiscal debt trap in which we found ourselves, and in order to get out of this, we really have to take some very, very unpopular decisions, like cutting back on a wage bill of the civil servants, and I don't think any politician is prepared to do that just before an election.
Mm. And if we continue to kick the can down the road, is the prospect of us going cap in hand to the IMF now, you know, ever more realistic?
Eventually, yes. I don't think we need to go there yet. There are a number of reasons why I say so. One is that our foreign debt is not currently, I mean, we have approximately 50 billion in foreign exchange reserves at the South African Reserve Bank, which is more than sufficient to pay our foreign loans. So the problem is not dollars. The problem is actually rands. We need to get rands somewhere. And you can only get rands by increasing the taxes in the economy, which is going to be very difficult to do. Or you can borrow rands from, say, for example, the pension funds or the asset managers and so on. And they're getting a little bit reluctant to keep on lending money to the state for various reasons and so on. So I don't think we're going to go to the IMF as yet. But if we do go to the IMF, believe me, this time around it's going to be much more difficult. And this time around there will be far more ifs and buts before they will be prepared to lend money to us.
Mm. Davi, thank you so much. Always good talking to you. That was Davi Root. He's an economist and a director at the Efficient Group.